Kelly, how important is meetings like this as one of the, well, I call it a big four, the really affected homeowners, to know that you're not alone and that you have a lot of support?
Yes. It's nice to have the support, but it's also scary because we're afraid that everyone else is affected as well, and we don't want help for just our families. We want help for the whole community.
How frustrating is it? We're 2 months into this, and things are moving at iceberg-like pace.
Yes, they keep saying that we've been relocated, and we haven't been relocated yet. I mean, it's in the process, but it's like they keep putting it out there that we're relocated, and we're not.
I mean, you're still living in a house where the radiation levels are skyrocketing.
Yes.
How do you sleep at
night? You just try not to think about it too much, honestly. I mean, it's hard not to, but... Overwhelmed, stressed, consumed. Not really much more to say.
Have you gotten any indication, when you might be relocated?
So we live in like a duplex with some shared services. So my niece and my sister live on one side, my husband and I live on the other. My niece and my sister moved out August 15th, and my husband and I are moving out September 10th. So we do have a place, it's secured, we're just not fully moved yet.
I met your husband outside the convention center. I bought some red candy for him.
Yes. He's not feeling good today, so he didn't come.
Again, meetings like this give you a certain level of comfort.
Yes. Yeah, because, it is nice to have the support, and it's nice to have our community here so they can voice their concerns as well.
And it's real people talking to real people.
Yes.
Not politicians or bureaucrats.
Exactly. It's real people, real concerns, real compassion. Not just what we want to hear, what we need to hear.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.